Okay, people, we are back. I hope you are doing amazing. I hope you are doing fine. Nice to be here. Nice to be back on the podcast. We had a small disruption in between. I was no doubt procrastinating for a bit. I was actually waiting for a microphone, and then I used that thing as an excuse to not make podcast, because I was like, when the microphone comes, I'm going to sit down and talk to you guys with a new crisp microphone. And it's not like I don't have any other microphone. Actually, I have also a better one right in my cupboard. But I was like, no, I'll wait for that particular microphone to arrive and I'll start doing the podcast then. What happens next? Amazon says the microphone delivery is going to be delayed, and I just get comfortable. And that has been the pattern of human beings, to get comfortable and not do what they're supposed to do. But anyway, the microphone came, and then I was like, man, the Clubhouse thing is popping up. I might as well club these two mediums, like my podcast and Clubhouse, and do something which will take this podcast to next level, make it live on Clubhouse. So that's what we are trying to do here. Now you will listen to the podcast, which actually I recorded live like 20 minutes ago. And that's what is going to be today's episode about Clubhouse and Daily Ish Pod. Clubhouse has been a wonderful tool for a lot of people. I was not able to actually sense the depth of it. I was using it for a while. But now, as we change the hat from the listener to the speaker, and I think there'll be something meaningful and beautiful. All right, with that, let's go back to the podcast. And yes, you will be also listening to a couple of people along with me who were listeners when we were live. So catch them along with me on the podcast. And for the people who are new here, I'm Suyog, also known as the Fun Indian Guy. I'm a service designer, filmmaker, musician, podcaster, founder of an innovation company. And this is the podcast, which we call Daily-ish Pod, where we talk about creativity, design, innovation, and lifestyle. So I welcome you to this podcast. Super duper happy to have you here. And without spending any further time on this introduction, let's jump to the Daily-ish Pod. Let's go. So, welcome back to Daily Sport, people. For the people who are listening to it right now, we are actually doing a live version of it on Clubhouse, the new app which is popping, which is actually not new. It's been, I guess, almost a year, like April 2020 it started. But we are now doing a live session of Daily Sport where I'll be talking live, and we'll have some guests over and do stuff live, and we'll be recording it so that you can listen to it right now as you're doing it right now on Spotify or any other podcasting apps. So that's the whole thing. So Daily-ish Pod meet Clubhouse, Clubhouse meet Daily-ish Pod. It's going to be like a small, what do you call it? Not transfer, but transformation of the setup. And because of the lockdowns, it has been very tough to get guests and do stuff, though we managed to do some interviews, I guess three of them when the lockdown was happening. But then it becomes too much to record it on both the ends and get the footage, because it also has a video, and then edit it and then do the whole, let's say, posting on YouTube and all the platforms. It's just too much work intensive, which is good, but then it becomes tough to manage these things. But because of Clubhouse now, I think it will be super easy to just drop in and have conversations with wonderful people. And then it will be easier to also schedule these things and buy this new setup, which I'm trying here, because Clubhouse doesn't let you record the sessions, and those sessions are live, so they don't stay there like other platforms. They just vanish, not even for 24 hours. That's the kind of setup Clubhouse has. So we are planning to also record it right now. So if you're able to listen to it right now, that means I was successfully recording it. And thanks to the whole technology, which I already had at my hand, just had to buy some couple of cables. So what my plans are with Daily-ish Pod now are basically to invite amazing people from various backgrounds, because our podcast is always about design, creativity, innovation, and lifestyle stuff. So we'll be inviting amazing people one by one on some of the discussions. We will have interview kind of setup, just like how we used to do back in the day. And then we will have open discussions and question answer sessions, so we can also dive into conversations with other people who are listening to it live. So that's going to be very fun. And we hope to also organize some panel discussions where we will have multiple people involved in the podcast episode. And later, when the live session is over, you will be able to listen to it on other platforms. So if you happen to have iPhone, because Clubhouse is right now only exclusively available for iPhone, they're still developing the Android version. I don't know when that comes out. But if you happen to have an iPhone, and if you happen to have the invite of Clubhouse app, just come and check the Fun Indian Guy. Just follow me there and you'll be notified whenever I'll be coming live and doing some sessions, because I'm scheduling them. So you'll be able to see who's coming up next on the show. So this makes it way easier for me, because earlier, because we couldn't go and do interviews live with people, I was doing them sitting here in my bedroom, and most of them were solo podcasts. I was talking about some stuff, I was discussing stuff, I was exploring some stuff, which is interesting. I'm not saying it's not interesting, but it's just that it gets a bit monotonous just sitting here with a microphone talking to a wall. I enjoy that sometimes, but to keep doing it again and again and again, it's just a bit tough. Because of this new window which we have right now of Clubhouse, it's just good to have a couple of people listening to it right away. So it has still that live interaction or authenticity intact, and it does feel like talking to somebody. Luckily, three of my friends are listening to it right now. Thanks to you guys who are listening. I'm pretty sure that it's going to be a bit awkward for you guys to jump out of the room. But it's okay. If you're busy, if you have something else to do, you can go. It's not a problem. That's all good. Seba is also there. Seba, Sebastian Ogobo. We already have done a podcast with him about China and how the apps like WeChat work and how they are able to do this mini program things. With Seba, I've been doing a service design, inspiration project called Think Service on Medium, and we also plan to come on Clubhouse someday and talk about it. Of course, Seba will be invited for a dedicated episode on Daily HPod as well, but right now he is listening to the thing which I'm blabbering in my microphone and the phone, so it feels amazing. Seba, I'm just gonna add you invite to speak. Perfect. Awesome. I think Seba is here now. Hi Seba, what's up?
All good. The app is still new, but I think it's a good way to interact with people and catch up.
Yeah. Awesome. How are you right now? How are things in Milan? No, not in Milan, in Monza.
Nice. Here is still yellow situation, so we can move around a bit.
Perfect.
But people are still really taking it slow.
Yeah.
Just to be safe.
Yeah. We also are hearing about some sort of lockdowns which might be happening here. Not so sure, but the things are pretty drastic than how I see it in Europe right now. Here we are pretty chill, we are able to go around, and things are pretty lenient, which is good for a reason, but I don't know if it's safe. But good to have you, man. Thanks for joining. I remember telling you that I'll be coming live today, so thank you for joining in. I hope to have some panel discussions with you guys as well about some service design stuff, some innovation stuff, with Muthanna, who is also there right now. I want to explore what he is doing, because I think he is also doing some interesting stuff with EU, something related to sustainability or something. Correct me if I'm wrong, Muthanna. You are doing something on that line, right?
I work with a company basically which does a lot of sustainability consulting for green buildings all around the world. My company is mostly based out of Italy, but we've got a lot of operations with luxury companies around the world to help them actually get their buildings and supply chain more sustainable. So talking about I work mostly on the building side, so we're trying to get all their stores certified by LEED. If you've heard of LEED, the Leadership in Environmental and Energy Design, it's an American certification thing that goes around the world, and it's becoming super popular with huge luxury companies because they can afford to do it. So that's what I'm doing now, and I'm actually working with them also to try to understand their supply chain and try to make their supply chain a little greener and more just in terms of, you know, we have a problem around the world where we buy stuff from countries where the the human side of manufacturing is a little inhuman. So
Right.
we're trying to work on that, and we're trying to work out the best methods to make the system more transparent. Super cool, super fun stuff, because you know big companies can afford to do it. Hopefully it starts moving to smaller ones also.
Right.
And yeah, that's what I do as for a living. Fun
Awesome.
living.
Very, very interesting. I think it's worth diving deeper into, and you can also tell us all the things and more detailed version of the brief which you gave us. But I think we can set up a proper session for that, because this topic is very, very interesting for me. Sustainability has always been interesting. So this particular facet which you are dealing with is not very common. So I think that will be wonderful also for listeners to listen to and explore. So looking forward to that.
Sure thing. And I'm happy I bumped into the right people to give myself a microphone. So thank you, Suyog. You're super cool. I love the fun Indian guy all of a sudden.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Yeah, I remember bumping into you in Como, Lake Como, with my parents last year.
Yeah.
2019, yeah. Last year.
Yeah, I was with my girlfriend. I remember we bumped into each other, and you were walking with your parents, and those are the good old days, you know?
Exactly. Where you can walk around and bump into people.
Yeah, I think the one proper time I met you last was when you were playing on your box in Navili, and you're playing old Hindi music, and you were having a good time with each other before going for a pizza.
Oh, right.
I remember that day super well.
Yeah. Those were my days of busking on the street. Yeah, yeah, long ago. 2017, to be precise.
Are you serious?
Yeah, because from 2018, I moved to Germany for a bit. So I didn't play on the street there. Crazy Milan times. It's going to be 1 year since I came back. I came back right when the thing was happening in Milan, like 29th February, I flew. I was actually staying at Seba's house for the whole 15 days when the news and everything was going around. And Seba is in the room. So, yeah, it's where we started last year.
Yeah, the time in which we were looking for masks and no one was selling masks.
Yes,
seems
so
like
weird.
1,000 years ago. Yeah.
Yeah.
I still remember how this whole thing started. Like, I saw that there were a lot of cases in Monza, and I was like frantically messaging Suyo, like, look at the news and go buy masks and don't go out.
I remember.
Yeah.
And
because our city was the first one to have a lot of tests because of the hospital.
Right.
So we had like hot numbers before everybody else.
Yeah. Like, I remember me, Seba and Anna were at Anna's farmhouse, like the villa, which is in the mountains. And we were just chilling there for a couple of days. And then the whole WhatsApp messages started to come in. And we thought it's like just a general thing, not to worry about, just piece of news which hypes every now and then. And then we went to the supermarket to buy stuff, and it was all empty, and everybody was looking at each other so scarily. It was super, like, it was funny because we were laughing in the supermarket, if I remember correctly.
Well, we did compare the situation to a zombie apocalypse.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Laughing.
That did look like that, honestly.
Yeah, for sure. Like, really, it's the closest thing.
Cool. Then, yeah, that's all I wanted to talk about basically on the podcast, just to do the warm-up session to understand the technical stuff behind it and to introduce both the things to each other, the podcast and the platform. Looking forward to making more of these, getting to talk to, like, looking forward to talking to multiple people, which I was not able to do earlier, and have some meaningful, amazing conversations, catch up with old friends and make new friends also, because that's another thing I would like to do, and get in conversation with more and more people from diverse backgrounds, apart from also design and filmmaking. We can go beyond that in these conversations. So looking forward to do that. And it really means a lot. It felt good to have some people listening to it and interacting in between. So it felt like having a conversation in a room. And of course, I'm still not very, very comfortable with it. I'm not in my own element. But I think with time, it will come and it will be more natural and organic. Till that time, we'll just keep doing it so we get better at it. That's all from this podcast, people. Thank you for joining. Thank you for staying till the end. Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening to my friends. Thank you, Saili. Thank you, Seba. Thank you, Mutanna. And thank you for joining in this new setup, which I'm trying to do. Again, as I said, it will take a little bit more time to get better at it, to get very comfortable and very flowy with the whole technology, application, talking, content, and from all the perspectives, we'll get better as we keep doing it. But thank you for staying with me and with us in this journey. Means super duper a lot. Again, people, if you are on iPhone, if you have the Clubhouse app, if you have the invite, just come and join us in these live sessions, because it will be fun to have you here and see some faces, because that will also give us opportunity to catch up at some point, which we don't get to usually do on this podcast, because podcasts do not let us have comments or any conversations. You just have to go to some other platform and do it. For example, Instagram or YouTube. Come there and you comment. But with this new Clubhouse thing on DailySport, we might have the chance to even communicate one-to-one, or not face-to-face, but yeah, in a way, face-to-face. All right. Once again, take care, stay safe, and thanks for listening. Ciao.